And does that mean there is a lot of the folk music scene that happened in the area around New York? People like Bob Dylan and others migrated there, didn't they?
That's right. And I never got to know Bob Dylan. I saw him once come into the Folklore Center, which was a music store that this fellow Izzy Young owned in Greenwich Village in Lower Manhattan. I saw him come in once to buy guitar strings. And that's the closest I got to him in person, except went to a couple of his concerts years later, but I was sitting way up in the seats and he was down front on the stage. I did get to meet a lot of other people, Phil Oakes, for example, and Tom Paxton, Dave Van Ronk, some of the older people also, Gene Ritchie and Oscar Brand, and eventually Pete Seeger. But when I got into the folk music scene, I was about 13 years old, and these were people older than me, so I really didn't interact with them very much. I was just kind of some young kid hanging around on the fringes.
So by getting into at the age of 13, do you mean that you started attending music, listening to it, or were you actually playing some music yourself?
Well, what happened is my mom was a semi-professional jazz singer and pretty good at it, but once I say semi-professional, she did a couple of paid gigs but never pursued a career in it. She had a ukulele, and she would accompany herself and sing a lot of Billie Holiday songs and a lot of jazz standards. And every once in a while, she would do what she called a folk song, but they really weren't folk songs in the sense of the way most of us think of folk songs. They were just old songs like Man on the Flying Trapeze or A Bicycle Built for Two or Alexander's Ragtime Band. I believe that's an early Irving Berlin song, but she called them folk songs, and she showed me a few chords on the ukulele, so I learned to accompany myself, but I never really got into it. But also, when I was young, someone gave me a harmonica as a present, and for about a year or so, I just went around tooting it to annoy people. But then I figured out how to play a few simple tunes. I could play Oh Susanna, and When the Saints Go Marching In, and The Sun Shines Bright on My Old Kentucky Home, and You Are My Sunshine. And I think that's it. Those are like the four tunes I know. And that annoyed people even more because bad enough I was just tooting things. Now I was playing these four tunes incessantly. But then I guess when I was about 13 is when I got interested in the folk music scene. At age 13, I was allowed to take the subway into Manhattan on my own. So on Sunday afternoons, I would go to Washington Square Park in the Greenwich Village section of Manhattan and just listen to people. And pretty soon, I decided I wanted to do this myself. And I got together, I think, about $17. I bought a secondhand Harmony Stella guitar and bought a copy of Jerry Silverman's book, Beginning the Folk Guitar, and I was completely hooked. I just worked my way through the book the best I could and then just made a point of hanging around with a lot of other people. In those days, a lot of what people talked about as folk music was the Kingston Trio and maybe the Weavers and a little later Peter, Paul, and Mary. And if you were really serious about it, then maybe you would listen to Joan Baez first coming up around then. That's basically what I started doing, but then I learned that there was something else beyond it. There were the places that they learned their songs from. So as I said, I started listening to Doc Watson, but also New Orleans City Ramblers, who were really urban boys, who were recreating the music they heard. They weren't original folk singers. Eventually I learned there was more than the Kingston Trio and Weavers and more than Peter, Paul, and Mary and even more than Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. So I've got a lifelong interest in, you could call it folk music or traditional music or old-time music or hillbilly music, Americana, it doesn't really matter.
What about Burl Ives? Where would he fit? Is he part of what your mom would have called folk music?
Definitely he was. And the thing is that there was, I didn't listen to much Burl Ives. I mean, I knew who he was. And for whatever reason, if it was pop folk music, I liked Theodore Bacall and I liked Harry Belafonte and I liked Oscar Brand much more than Burl Ives. But yes, and pretty soon though, what I got to hear, and I was just sorry I never got a chance to meet him or see him when he was alive, was Woody Guthrie. By the time I was really aware of his music, I had heard the name and I heard some of his songs. I think everyone heard This Land Is Your Land. But by the time I was really aware of his existence and how important it was, he was already hospitalized. And what I didn't know is that some of these people who were a little bit older than me were going out to visit him in a state mental hospital in New Jersey. I had no idea about that. If they did things like that, they didn't talk about it very much. It's only later that I learned that some of the people I know to this day actually went and saw him while he was hospitalized. These are people older than I am.